Memorial Day weekend has traditionally kicked off Hollywood's summer blockbuster season. Now, not last year, of course, with the pandemic in full swing, theaters closed. But after a year of streaming and social distancing, our critic Bob Mondello says film studios have lots of enticements to get audiences back in seats. Here's his summer movie preview.
Vin Diesel started making the pitch weeks ago.
There's nothing like that moment when the lights go down. The projector ignites.
That's a projector?
And we believe.
Believe a Jeep can do a flaming backflip with a half twist. That a car can do a swan dive off a cliff.
Please tell me that's not a Pontiac Fiero strapped to a rocket engine?
Impressive. I know.
No. No, that's not impressive.
Impressive is in the eye of the beholder, but F9 will not lack for impressive effects. It's been waiting to show them off since last summer. Also delayed was Black Widow, who's been waiting to share quality time with her sister.
You got a plan, or shall I just stay duck and cover?
My plan was to drive us away.
Your plan sucks.
And they'll be sharing the multiplex with other comic book types, Harley Quinn and the Suicide Squad.
What are you guys doing?
Here to save you.
You were gonna save me?
It was a really good plan, too.
Well, I can go back inside and you can still do it.
That's patronizing.
I'm so sorry.
There's also a new superhero from Marvel who can knock out potential assassins on both sides of a subway car with a single kick.
Who are you?
He's Shang-Chi, Marvel's first Asian superhero. And you don't have to be super to be an action star this summer. Just ask Ryan Reynolds, who's in two action comedies, a sequel to The Hitman's Bodyguard called The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, in which he's again tormenting Samuel L. Jackson.
What is he doing here? I said,
get anyone but Michael Bryce.
I believe it's pronounced... thank you.
And Reynolds is also in Free Guy as a guy named Guy, who doesn't realize he's in a world populated by avatars until one of them tells him.
There is no easy way to say this. This world, it's a video game.
Guy's got other things on his mind.
I really want to kiss you. Is that weird?
Listen to me. You're not real.
But he kisses real, and in the real world, she feels it.
Wait, you let who kiss you?
Guy.
There's not a button for that.
Oh, he found the button.
Other action flicks include Snake Eyes, a G.I. Joe origin story, The Last Mercenary with a now 60-year-old Jean-Claude Van Damme, good for the muscles from Brussels, right? And Stillwater, in which Matt Damon heads to France on what sounds like a Liam Neeson mission.
I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a damn about.
You sound very American right now.
Good, I am.
Yeah, and you're also a stranger here.
A fish out of water? Well, he shares that with the folks in several summer films. I Carry You With Me, about a gay man who leaves Mexico for the U.S., Blue Bayou, about a Korean adoptee who learns in adulthood that he could be deported, and the latest from Pixar, Luca, about a couple of literal fish out of water, two teen sea monsters who decide to make friends on land.
Everything good is above the surface. Walking. Air! The sky, clouds, the sun. Whoa, don't look at it. Just kidding. Definitely look at it.
Luca is the second Pixar film after Soul to go direct to Disney Plus, but other family films will be in theaters, including Disney's theme park ride offshoot, Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock and Emily Blunt.
Leave me alone, that was a disaster!
Didn't go the way I planned.
Also a runaway bunny you'll have heard of.
Are you Peter?
That depends who's asking.
Peter Rabbit 2 meet Hotel Transylvania 4, in which monsters and humans trade places.
You're human and I'm a monster! It's like Freaky Friday, but on a Tuesday, though.
It's called Transformania, and speaking of transformations, 25 years after Michael Jordan helped the Looney Tunes crowd fend off aliens, LeBron James takes the plunge in Space Jam, A New Legacy.
What is this? I'm a cartoon?
Meep. What's up, Doc?
Clearly a family-friendly reboot, but definitely not for kids is the reboot of a slightly older classic, the 1992 horror film Candyman. The new one's also called...
Candyman. The urban legend is, if you say his name five times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and kills you.
Who would do that?
Teenagers?
Candyman.
Well, we're still alive.
For the moment, the original focused on race and social class, and with Get Out's Jordan Peele producing the new version, that'll likely still be the case. Meanwhile, Sixth Sense trickster M. Night Shyamalan will be turning Fountain of Youth notions on their head in Old.
My swimsuit is hurting.
They do look small.
Have you seen my children?
Mom, I'm right here.
He was 6 years old this morning.
Oh, no.
Mom, I'm scared.
Horror this summer is otherwise all about sequels, conjurings, purges, escape rooms, delivering exactly what audiences expect. Whereas films about teenagers are uniformly eccentric. Troubled teen boys are central in the seriously offbeat indie John and the Hole, and the enigmatic French drama Summer of 85, in which even the main character can't figure out what's going on. Resourceful teenage girls are featured in the feminist coming-of-age story Holler.
You just got into college.
And in Zola, which is based on an infamous Twitter thread.
Hey, last month I went dancing at this cute spot in Florida.
And in this year's Sundance winner of both the Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award, CODA, which stands for Child of Deaf Adults. The leading lady in CODA discovers she's a pretty good singer, landing her squarely in the center of the summer's big theme, music. It's everywhere from two separate documentaries about whale song, Fathom and the Loneliest Whale, to In the Heights, about a barrio called Washington Heights, where
the streets were made of music.
This is the hit Broadway musical Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote before he wrote Hamilton, steeped in Latino pride and social consciousness.
They're talking about kicking out all the dreamers.
And it's matched by stories from real life that are similarly charged, from the revelations in the documentary Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go for It.
I really was very often treated like a sex object.
To Summer of Soul, about the stunning African-American festival that got sidelined and almost erased by Woodstock in 1969.
Welcome to the Harlem Culture Festival.
Also filmed that year but never seen, 60 hours of footage from Beatles recording sessions.
Now your host for this evening, the Bottles.
Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson has turned them into the Beatles Get Back. Then there's a documentary about every band's favorite band, the Sparks Brothers.
All pop music is rearranged Sparks. That's the truth.
There are throwaway riffs that other bands have built whole careers out of.
It was the sound of the future.
The future, indeed. There's a musical called Annette coming out this summer, written by the Sparks Brothers. And in the year's most awaited biopic, Jennifer Hudson recreates The Queen of Soul.
You know I got it.
Reason enough to go back to a movie theater?
All I'm asking.
Oh, Hollywood's banking on it.